Thank you for tuning in to Sipping with Sisters. I'm your host, Jasmine.
And I'm Sister Monique.
And we're just going to go ahead and jump right into it. It's to just the two of us.
Right.
So it's just me and her. And I am sipping on some strawberry cognac iced tea. So we just got some little strawberries and like a little strawberry mix with some lemon, a little bit of honey, my black tea, of course, iced. And my alcohol of choice for the cognac is Douce. So that's what I'm sipping on. And it's strong and it's good. So by the end of this episode, I'm probably going to be slurring. But y'all already know the...
I feel like I've been boring lately. I've just been sticking with my wine. I'm drinking some Moscato, you know, hanging out. Of course, I'm always smoking something. Well, not always. I got a new job, so I have to stop smoking. So... this is actually my last night of smoking. But yeah, I'm just, you know, doing my usual Moscato and living life and ready to start. I'm happy to be here again.
And what better way to do your last night of smoking than on the podcast?
Exactly. and before we get all into the fun stuff, I just also, you know, just want to say if we could get some prayers for our niece. She actually is turning 9 years old and she just had a stroke. She's been in the hospital for about 2-3 weeks.
Yep.
Two, three weeks, Jasmine.
Yeah.
She's doing much, much better, but, we would still like some prayers for our family and our sister, and our niece. So just keep us in your prayers. Thank you.
Absolutely, Ashe. So we're just going to go ahead and jump right into it. See, what had happened was, that's what we talk about, what has been going on in our daily lives since last time we talked to you guys, which has been a lot, but we're just going to, you know, wrap it up into something really quick. Like Monique said, you know, our niece is in the hospital, which is very unfortunate, but baby girl is very strong and she going to pull through. I have absolutely no doubt about that. So on the bright side of things, what has been going on with me? This nose ring.
Mm-hmm.
We can start there with the nose ring. I got both my nostrils pierced and I have not taken the rings out since I got it pierced in October. Like, I'll take it out a little bit to clean it and stuff like that, but I haven't taken it out completely and it hurts so bad, like, to try to pull it out all the way. So like one day me and Zara was playing around and my nose ring got caught on her dreadlock and it literally just snatched it out for me. And I was in so much pain. My nose was swollen for like 2 days. So we're dealing with that. And aside from the nose ring, honey, I've been going through a little nail fiasco lately. You know, I like my little ratchet long girl clickety clack nails. And I've been going through a crisis because I could not find anybody that like I could vibe with on the nail scheme. Like, I really don't like going to like the Asians and stuff like that anymore, just because I like to support Black business. But baby, y'all be doing too much. Like, y'all be doing the most with these deposits, and then it takes y'all forever. Like, I had went to this one lady and it took her about 2 hours to do my nails, and that was just for her to soak off the ombre acrylics that I had on and file them down. So by the time that was done, I was just like, listen, I don't even want you to lay no more acrylic on my nails. Like, just do something to my real nails because I don't got the time. If it took you 2 hours to take it off, I can just imagine how much time it's going to take you to put on.
And I don't have the patience to take the nails on.
Right. I don't have 4 or 5 hours to you and, you know, being your dumb doll, you know, your little dummy or whatever. And she was pretty decent when she did my regular nails, but she gave me a hard time about that too. Like, oh, well, I don't do real nails. I was like, oh, okay, well, cool. I'll just pay you for taking these acrylics off and, you know, have a good day. But she wanted that money, honey. So she still did the nails and they turned out pretty decent. But I just was like, you know what? It can't possibly be that hard. So I've been looking at a bunch of different YouTube hacks and stuff like that. You know, YouTube is my favorite friend when it comes to stuff like that. So I wound up figuring out how to do my own nails and I got my clickety-clack, honey. It's not as perfect as I want it to be, but practice definitely makes perfect, and it's a trial and error. So I had used the baking soda method. So you basically just use, like, the regular nail glue, and you use baking soda as if it's a dip powder, and it works wonders. It really does. The only hard thing about it is I didn't have an electric filer. So it literally took me like an hour to file my nails down by my hand. And I didn't do no fancy like stiletto tip or anything like that. It was just like a regular, square long nail. And it still took about a good hour. So yeah, I wound up invested into an electric clipper, and it's supposed to come tomorrow. So we're going to see how that goes. I also been doing a detox. I've been doing a bentonite detox. Bentonite is,
I'm not too sure what that is.
It's just like a supplement for your colon. It's a colon cleanser. And this is like my fourth day. So like the first 2 days, it was just pretty basic. Like I didn't really feel anything. Nothing really happened. You know, the third day, like I shitted like crazy. And then today, I actually went to the bathroom and it was like chips of, I know this is like TMI right now, I'm so sorry, but y'all need to listen to this. Like bentonite is known for cleaning out the toxins of your body. So like if you eat a lot of red meat and you drink alcohol and stuff like that would be definitely something good for you to just take just because it system. But it was like literally like little pieces of like black goop, like that like came out with like the defecate or whatever you want to call it in a proper term, the shit. But I don't want to get too much into it. But yeah, y'all should definitely try it. Like I said, it cleans out the toxins in your body, and I am testifying to it that there was definitely some toxins that was there, and it's coming out. So your girl's gonna be toxic free, you know. You see how I did that? Toxins in your body, toxic free. But anyways.
That was a bad joke, but go ahead.
But outside of like the detox and the nails and stuff, I've just been looking for like a new look for myself, period. Like I've been tired of like just looking like how I've been looking for like, you know, all these other years, just like regular, like nothing extravagant. I'll dye my hair every once in a while and stuff like that. But I wanted like a new look. I really want to cut all my hair off, but I don't have the guts for it. So, and it's because like, I literally was like bald all the way up until now. So I don't want to go like the grown and sexy route, and I'm just now getting there. So I'm just like, maybe I should try a few 27 pieces, some quick weaves and stuff like that. Maybe get the little clear hoe glasses y'all be wearing, and we're gonna see how that go, you know. I went and got some clothes from Sheen's. I haven't worn an outfit yet because I'm strictly just waiting on how I'm going to do like my hair and all that stuff like that, getting my nails down packed and shit like that. But yeah, I can't wait till it get warm, because baby, when I say I'm gonna be out here in a relationship, though, not like how y'all be in y'all single ones, or how y'all ones in a relationship be moving how you single. I'm gonna just be out here, you know, like, oh, she's a cute little chocolate, and just like, you know, thank you, and keep it moving. So,
you are something else. I'm not gonna lie. Now that I really think about it, I honestly have not gotten new clothes in so long. Like, I need to go shopping. Like, and I work at home currently, so I literally wear my robe. I don't go anywhere. It's also cold as fuck outside. At least here, I feel like where you are, you don't feel how cold it is. But it's so fucking cold outside. Like, it just gets to the point, like, what's the point of even being cute? Like, it's just too cold.
It's like 53 degrees here today. But I feel like that's hard for me to believe, because you are, like, when it comes to the family, you're definitely the fashionista. Like, your clothes, like, your outfits on Instagram always be up to par. Mm-hmm. Like, you always be, you know, from head to toe, shitty sharp. So I'm just like, what? You ain't got no new clothes. It's definitely overdue. You need to go ahead and, I don't know. But Monique's definitely one of them people that hate wearing something that covers her midsection. Monique's stomach always has to show, or it's just not Monique.
So. Exactly.
Monique always half naked.
Exactly. No, I am. I'm either always half naked or full naked. So you can just understand how the winter is just not my fucking thing. Like, I can't do it. But also, like, the town that I'm in, I just, like, you know, I feel like if I was anywhere else, I would put more in the effort to, like, you know, go to the grocery store. But I hate all these fucking people. I don't want nobody to fucking talk to me. So it's just like, I don't care. Like, I'm going to go in the fucking store with my bonnet, and y'all going to mind your own business. And that's just the way it's going to be.
Oh, not the bonnet. Oh,
yep. I sit down. What about it? Like, I don't know. What's new with me? I got a new job and I start school soon. I've been out of school for about 3 years, 4 years. I don't know, but I'm excited to, like, you know, every day is a learning experience. I'm always learning no matter what I do, but I'm excited to, like, learn in a classroom setting again. Like, I'm really excited to try something I haven't tried. So, yeah, I'm excited to tell you guys all about my new job. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet, but I'm super excited. And I just feel like a lot of good things are coming to me. My boyfriend, he just started school again, too. Today was his first day. So there's been a lot of, like, you know, studying and homework going on and, like, me getting prepared for my classes. So there's just been a lot of, like, you know, learning going on in our house. So that's exciting. What else is new with me? Literally nothing. I'm trying to think. There's nothing really, like, exciting or new. I feel like the winter time is just, like, the same thing over and over. You just kind of try to make it out of winter alive, because I feel like that's the worst part of the year. So yeah, nothing really new has been different with me.
Sorry, I had to just step out and, like, scream for them to be quiet. But I'm super excited for, like, well, you didn't say what it was, so I'm super excited for your new job that's coming up too. I don't know, this, like I said, I just think that's a great field for you to step in, like, the mm-hmm. whole notion of it. Like, I'm super, super, super freaking proud of you. So happy for you. And, like, thank like you. You said, great things are definitely coming for you, and, you know, vice versa for me too. So
yes, no, it's exciting. I'm excited to be out of my fucking house as well, because you know, since the pandemic started, I've been working in my house for about 2 years. So, like, I've been working from home, and I just can't fucking do it anymore. Like, I cannot do it anymore. Like, I think I mentioned it before, but I'm a debt collector currently, and everybody fucking hates me, and everybody's mean, and it's so much harder to, like, take what they say to you when you can't say what you want back. So I'm at my wit's end. I'm at my wit's end. So I'm just ready to be, like, done. So I'm excited for that. So, like,
you know, girl, I'm not... I already told you how to handle that. You know, when I used to work for Metro Bank, I used to be like, they'd be like calling me like, you stupid bitch, you blocked my card and I need to get groceries. And I'm like, wow, I'm sorry you feel that way. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Oh, best believe. Best believe, on my last day, which I'm pretty sure is like February 18th. You just better hope you don't get me as an agent, because I'm cursing everybody the fuck out, because it's my last day. What they gonna do, fire me? Everybody's getting this fucking heat. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Cannot wait. Cannot wait. It's gonna be great.
The most funniest thing I've had said to me on a call center was, like, I was on the phone with this guy and he was so upset, and when he came down Anger Mountain, you know, I was like, thought I was off the phone.
Yo, if somebody ever said that shit when he came down Anger Mountain. Mountain,
anyway. I thought he was off the phone, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I hate dealing with irate customers. He was like, I rate you a zero for your services.
He hates you up with that one.
And I'm like, you clearly don't know what irate means, but okay, that's fine. That is fine. I'm that sorry you feel that funny. Way. So say what, Rihanna? Rihanna is pregnant, y'all.
No. She's not my Rihanna. Y'all Rihanna might be pregnant, but not mine.
See, and that's what I'm saying. Like, literally, and this is why I love about the you and me duet, just the two of us, because it's literally like, I'm the blue pill and you're the red pill. It's never just like, oh, this is like the pink and red. It can go into the same color scheme type situation. Like, no, we're always on the different spectrum of the fucking scale. And my thing is, like, why does everybody have such a problem accepting that she's pregnant? Like, she's a woman, first of all. She's a grown-ass woman. And her and ASAP been together for forever. Like, it's long overdue. Like, I think she'll be a great mom. I think she'll be an amazing mom.
You know what? That's the thing here. She is a grown woman. I love pregnant women. I do. How do I put this the best way? I was on Twitter scrolling, and somebody tweeted, a billionaire married an Instagram baddie. And I cannot see it any other fucking way. I just do. I don't know these fucking people. I'm just talking my shit. If Rihanna, don't hate me. ASAP, don't hate me. But I just feel like Rihanna, wasn't she dating a prince at one point? And she settled for fucking ASAP Rocky?
Like, I don't know about that. I know Mariah Carey was dating a prince.
I mean, I could be lying, but she was dating, it's Rihanna. You know what I mean? I feel like she
absolutely. I don't put it past the prince to want Rihanna, obviously. But...
Exactly. Again, it's not my life. I'm happy that she is pregnant. I mean, at the end of the day, she fucking worked her ass off. She's a fucking billionaire. She sold out fucking tours, albums, fucking sold out her lingerie line in fucking minutes. Makeup sold out in minutes. Like, she is a wonderful woman, a very hardworking woman. I am absolutely happy that, you know, she decided to start a family. But I'm just like, ASAP, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I think that's where people's problem lies at. It's not the fact that you're like, pregnant, even if it was Drake, but it's the fact you're pregnant to him.
Even if it was Drake, I'd still feel the same way.
That's not a good, I don't know. I don't like the light skins. Meanwhile, so that's just not a good candidate anyway.
I can't even say shit. I used to date a freaking boy that used to steal my quarters to go buy Four Locos at 8 a.m. So, Rihanna, you're doing great, baby. Like, what the fuck? Like, I need to shut up.
We're not even going to go talk about list of men, because, honey, that's just, I just burnt that list, and that's like, I never dated anybody. This is my first relationship. And then when this is over, this never existed either. So, I've never dated you guys. If anybody out there is like, oh, yeah, you talked to her, they're lying. They never did. You know, I don't even talk. What's that? I don't. Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm happy for her. And I am happy for ASAP. A little bit.
I got more. One more. How the hell did he have my bitch under a fucking bridge in New York? I'm pissed off. Whose idea was that?
Wait, what?
Are they not the maternity pictures they posted? Are they not in New York under a bridge? Am I capping?
See, and that's another thing. I don't know what everybody else seeing. I just hear everybody talking about it. I actually already knew Rihanna was pregnant, because I'm like, wait, why is everybody in such an uproar? Rihanna already leaked some pictures. There was like a picture where she had like a long black t-shirt on, and you could clearly see the baby bump. And then not only that, but she had like a silky orange dress on like a few weeks ago, and you could see the baby bump as well. So I was just a little confused as to why everybody was in such an uproar. I'm like, Rihanna's been trying to hide this belly for a while now. So
I did not see that. I must have been hella oblivious, because I have a group message with my best friends. We were talking about Euphoria, and then she dropped that picture. I'm like, what the fuck is that? That is not Maddie and Nate. What the fuck is that? Like, I was so confused.
I love, I don't know, like, I don't even know where I seen Euphoria at, but I just heard everybody was like, well, actually it was Twitter. That's what it was. Everybody was like, oh, you guys gotta watch Euphoria.
You be on Twitter?
Say it again.
You be on Twitter?
Of course.
Oh, so podcast is over. My own sister doesn't even follow me. It's fine. No big deal. Yeah, come listen to us when she decides to fucking apologize.
Well, y'all know, y'all already know Twitter is like for after dark hours. So I definitely will not have my little sister on my Twitter.
Ew,
bro.
You be
like,
retweeting the porn. Oh no.
Girl, what? That is literally what Twitter is for. Like,
no, I keep no. Let's be clear. I love the porn on Twitter. It's some of the best fucking porn. But I hate when people retweet the shit, because why, when I'm scrolling in the line at the grocery store and some fucking dick pop up, and now the old woman behind me is looking at me like I'm crazy, like I'm playing with my
phone. Bro, listen, that is the old woman's fault for even why are you watching my phone? That's literally what you get for watching my phone.
You're right.
You know? But yeah. So yeah. But they were talking about Euphoria.
Let's get into it, because
let me check this out. Let me see what they're talking about. And literally from the first scene, like as soon as I seen Zendaya, I'm like, I'm not really a Zendaya fan. So we're gonna see how this goes. But you really do, like, Zendaya did not play Zendaya. Like, Zendaya did her damn thing in that, because she was like a hardcore junkie, like cracked out to the T. And I was just like, whoa, I never seen her play like a serious role like this. But she did the damn thing. Which Zendaya played Rue. I don't know how I feel about it. I feel like her mom was definitely an enabler, in the show or whatever. Like, her mom enabled her to do drugs and shit like that. But the whole thing's a mess, honey. If you haven't seen it, you definitely have to go. It's on Netflix. And like I said, no,
HBO.
HBO Max. I'm sorry. It's on HBO Max, and it's definitely something that will have you glued to your chair. Like, you'll be up like 2 o'clock in the morning trying to see what's going to happen next.
Yep.
Who's your favorite character, Monique?
Oh, honestly, I'm hating niggas all around the board, so I don't even think I have one right now. Everybody is fucking up so bad. I'm just like, are y'all okay? Okay, no. I think the only one, maybe because she doesn't fuck up as much as everybody else, was probably Lexi. Oh, no, I love Ashtray, too. And okay. This is a hard question. And this is going to be controversial. Right? Isn't that controversial?
Don't ask my politically correct. I don't fucking know.
I'm fucking dead. Anyway, I kind of really like Faye.
Okay.
The girl in the new season, she is a stone cold, like, meth head, just like this white, tall, blonde, big boobs, fucking big lips. Like, it's just, I don't know. She's just so oblivious to everything. She just does her meth, say dumb shit, and, you know, split sandwiches with Fez. Like, that's it. Like, I don't know. I don't know why I like her, but I do. You mentioned Rue's mom. She makes me so mad because I'm like, you have a 16-year-old who already doesn't fucking listen to their parents. But on top of it, she overdosed, came out of rehab, and you're already letting her out of the house. You're letting her close her room door. You are letting her sleep over her friend's house. Like, girl, do you even care?
I think I've seen her give Rue a hard time maybe twice out of the whole thing, which was when she first came and she made her do like the random, you know, piss test or whatever. But other than that, like, she really did not, for your daughter to be what, 17 and in rehab, like, had to leave school and all that, like, you definitely should have been a lot more harder on her, especially because her little sister walked inside of the bathroom and seen her on the floor just like, you know, basically dead. So that was pretty fucked up. My favorite character is Kat. I already do that. So, and I feel like I like Kat because she overcame, like, her insecurities and shit, and she turned it into, like, something good for herself. Basically, you know, in Euphoria, Kat is, like, this, basically the only fat one of the group.
She's not fat. She's thick.
She's not, but they're basically, that's what they're portraying it as, you know. Growing up, she was always bigger than everybody else, so they used to make fun of her, and she just basically ended up owning her shit. Like, I don't give a fuck, and, you know, she just slutted out. Like, she just, that's how she dealt with it. She just became a hardcore slut, and she just started going online and doing like the little webcam shit for dudes, like, but she'll wear like a little kitten mask so people wouldn't know who she was. And like, my favorite part was the penis shaming situation where she was just like laughing at the dude and like,
oh yeah, that was bad.
He's like, tell me my dick is little. And she's like, what the fuck? Are you serious? Okay. And he pulls it out and she's like, whoa, that really is little. And she just gets to laughing and shit. But I don't know why that's even my favorite part. I think that's like some weird deep-rooted shit. Maybe I would enjoy penis shaming people.
Yeah, that would kind of be fun to me too.
Like, that is funny as hell. I mean, I've never seen any penises in my life that I would shame other than one. And honey, like, he knows to this day, I like, we're cool, but like, I let him know, like, baby, no, because when you pulled that thing out, that should literally look like a baby elephant trunk.
No,
he was not circumcised and he's dark skinned, and it was just like, it just looked really, really, really sad.
No, see, that's one thing that I will never, like, honestly, if they're paying me to shame them, hell yeah, that would be so much fun. But like, I would never like shame him, like, a man for their penis, because,
but
like,
sometimes you have to, because, you know, dudes really like a girl to dudes and be like, oh, it's so big, or oh, you hitting it right, or oh, it feels good, you're doing a good job, and then like, he'll run into a real bitch like so, and you know, I'll tell him like he'd be like, yeah, that shit was good, or and I'm just like, not at all. Or, you know, you'll gas up so much because I already know my shit's good. You'll gas me up so much to a point where you think I should do the same in return. But if it ain't like that, nigga, it's not like that. I'm not going to lie to you. So I definitely believe in telling somebody. But it's okay. Like everybody, like, just because you don't have a big dick does not mean that you can't work it. And vice versa. Just because you have a big dick don't mean that you know how to work it. Mm-hmm. So it's just literally like you got to know what you're doing. But if you're not ashamed of yourself, you'll definitely have more confidence. So if somebody tells you the truth, they're giving you a little bit more chance of finding your confidence.
No, I do agree. You know what I mean? Like, I do agree to an extent. I'm not going to sit there and lie to you. But again, also, I feel like men have insecurities just like women. And like, if I took off my shirt and some niggas started talking about, damn, them your titties, like, I would be a little like, damn, bitch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I would be... Like, so I wouldn't do that to somebody else. You know what I mean? Like I would never just, like, he took it out and be like, oh, that's cool. Like, you know what? Maybe we should do something else. You know, actually, I think I got to go. Like, or, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. But I'm not going to sit there and say,
you're no, because I'm going to tell you, I don't... My brain don't work like that. My brain don't work like, oh, I gotta think it's a lie so I can get out of this baby elephant trunk dick. Like, no, my brain is just like, oh shit, that shit look like goddamn Dumbo's nose. And I gotta tell this nigga that his dick look like Dumbo's nose, and that's why I'm not fucking him. So
I'm dead.
Yeah, but I mean, I would expect the same thing in return. Like, if a nigga not feeling me to that point, first of all, like, I would definitely want him to say, like, if you don't like my big ass titties, say that shit like, dang, that's a little too big for me. Or like, dang, them joints look like bowling balls.
You're so annoying. So annoying.
And I'll just be like, yeah, nigga, say what's up. Like, you want some milk or not? Like, if you don't.
And what?
And see why you're not on my Twitter. See why you're not on my Twitter. But yeah
you're right. So, like, yeah.
So now we're going to get into Shoot, Marry, Fuck. And right. I have a list here that I'm going to have Monique just pick a random number. And we're going to go with that line on the number scheme. So pick a number between 1 through 20.
8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right. So 8 is... Lauren London, Nia Long, or Lala. Shoot.
Oh.
Marry and fuck. You can go first since you picked.
Shoot, marry, fuck. Okay. So I feel like I would. Okay. So I would marry Nia Long, I'm pretty sure. I think I would marry her. Like, seeing her every day would be a blessing. She also just seems like a really good person. Not that the rest of them don't seem like a great person. Nia just seems like not a greater person. She just seems like a good person. And also, she's been my crush for a while because I remember being, like, so little and, like, watching movies of her. Like, a lot of, like, movies with her in it. And I remember her loving her since then. So I'd definitely marry Nia Long. I think I would fuck Lauren London and shoot Lala.
Why would you shoot Lala?
I don't know. She's friends with the Kardashians and it kind of throws me off. Like, I don't know. It kind of throws me off. And honestly, she's beautiful, but I think the other two are cuter.
I actually agree. And that's why I asked you, why would you shoot Lala. I would definitely shoot Lala too. Lala is actually a beautiful woman, and she's a good pick on the lineup, but out of Nia Long and Lauren London, like, please, it's a no-brainer. Like, Lala is definitely, I'm gonna shoot that bitch right between her eyes. Okay, I'm gonna take that part out. But yeah, it's definitely a no-brainer. And then I would, wow. So I'm definitely like a 90s baby. So I love me some Nia Long. But Lauren London is just absolutely gorgeous to me. Like, I love her dimples, like, without any kind of makeup. She's decent. And Nia Long, she just had a long streak of not having hair. I don't want to be trying to, like, I need something to pull on, like, you know, rub, and I don't want it to feel like a shaggy carpet or like I got to pinch your hair. So I would marry Lauren and just fuck Nilo. Hey, song of the week. Song of the week. Okay. Hey, song of the week. Okay. You're so off. Let's try this again. Okay. So now let's get into song of the week. Song of the week. Song of the week.
Song of the week. Are we? I feel like our phones are lagging. So like, we can't be perfect on time.
Okay, you say it, and then I'll copy you.
Okay, now it's time to get into song of the week. Song of the week. See how song of the week. No, cut it. We tried.
Hell no. Okay, so song of the week.
You can go first.
My song of the week is Don't Say a Word by Division and Ty Dolla $ign. They had came out with this album into last year. It didn't really hit like I think it should have, but it's really good album. It's like a whole album of just them two, Division and Ty Dolla $ign. And it's like their second or third song. But like Division, you already know he hit them high ass falsettas, and that shit is just so, whew, it just does something to my soul, honey. So yeah, that's definitely in there. And it's like a little slow sensual song, like a little song that you would play for your man when y'all have your little candlelit dinner, or that your man would play for you when y'all have your little special night and shit like that. So like I said, it's called Don't Say a Word by Division and Ty Dolla $ign.
Okay, I'll have to take a listen to that. My song of the week is, her album came out a while ago, and I loved this song from the beginning, but I've been playing it a lot more. It's okay, hold on.
A motorcycle just went by, and I'm pretty sure it caught what, like, it took over what you said. So start over. My song of the week is.
Okay, so my song of the week is Unloyal by Summer Walker and Ari Lennox. Summer Walker's album Still Over, it came out a couple of months ago, but it's fucking amazing. I love it. I love this song so much because, like, a duet with Summer Walker and Ari Lennox, you already know the vocals are crazy. It's just a really beautiful song. Like, they have like really great contrast in their voices. So it's just really a beautiful song, like a song that you sing out loud in the shower, like screaming at the top of your lungs. So it's a good song.
Okay, so I love Ari Lennox. Like, I think she's so beautiful. Her personality is dope, and her voice itself is just like magic.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and jump into Spill It, Sis. And the advice segment for today is pretty short and simple. It's just the question that we got was, let me pull it up here. Besides cheating, what are deal breakers for you in a relationship? Monica, I'll let you go first, and then I'll go after you.
Honestly, let's talk about it, because I feel like I got a lot. Okay, so those of you who don't know me, I'm super sensitive, and I'm always super respectful of people's feelings. That's what I would least like to think. So I cannot be with somebody. It's a complete deal breaker if they're just rude and inconsiderate, like, you know, people who are rude to our waitresses, you know what I mean, or somebody when you go out to eat and someone holds the door for you and you don't say thank you, like shit like that really just bothers me, because I'm the complete opposite. I feel like everybody should deserve to be treated with respect no matter what job they have. So anybody who's just like blatantly disrespectful and have no regards for like other people's feelings, it's definitely a deal breaker for me. What else? If you use the F word or the R word, deal breaker for me.
Wait, the F word or the R word?
Yeah. What else? And I'm not going to say them. So if use your imagination. The F word and the R word.
I got it.
What else would be a deal breaker for me? Someone who's too obsessed with their mom, deal breaker. If you ask me for money, deal breaker. I'm so sorry. Deal breaker. I don't know why,
like within, if you ask me for money within like the first like 6 months of us talking, complete deal breaker, because I don't know you like that. You don't know me like that, so no. And men who leave the toilet seat up, that's all I got.
Okay, so definitely the toilet seat thing, I hate that. Like, I hate that so much when they freaking leave the toilet seat up. That's a huge pet peeve of mine. So obviously that. Bad hygiene is a deal breaker for me. I can't stand smelly feet. I don't like, I like my men to smell good, like shower every day, groom very well, keep yourself up. You know, hygiene is very important. Otherwise, deal breaker. Definitely the money situation, like you said, like if you're asking me for money right off the rip, like, red flag.
Especially if I haven't asked you for money.
Especially if I haven't asked you, honey, why are you asking me? That just doesn't make any sense. let's see what else are deal breakers. Not necessarily like mean, because I like my niggas to be mean. I want you to be super fucking friendly, but like I definitely deal breaker. Fucking friendly. I don't like the friendly. I don't like friendly niggas. That's just too much for me. Like, it's a difference between just, like, being a gentleman and, like, helping, like, old lady across the street or holding the door open for women and stuff like that. But, like, if you're, like, friendly, like, smiling up in people's face 24/7, just a big-ass flirt and you just, you know, perceive it as friendliness, or you are friendly but it perceives as flirtatious, that's just a little bit too much for me. Let's see what else deal breaker besides cheating. I think that's it. Like, it's not too much that I can't deal with. You know, I like my ball heads, so can't be like, oh, you know, like, oh, your hairline. If your hairline,
oh, I love a bald head.
Shave it off, and I love you for the rest of eternity. If you have a beard, you have to have a beard. You can't just have like a bald head with a bald face. That's like weirdish. That's really weird. and somebody that's not compassionate or like romantic. I need romance. Like, I need not necessarily like compliments every day and like, oh, you know, walking on petal of flowers, you know, for every special occasion like that. But I definitely need romance. I definitely need some type of compliments.
Agreed. I would have to agree with you, because I once like dated somebody who, and I didn't know how much of a big deal it was until, you know, it was. But I dated somebody who like had no ounce of romanticism, like, you know, kind of wouldn't even compliment me, like kind of like wouldn't even say, oh, I like your outfit, or I like your hair, or you look nice today, like nothing along those lines. And that shit was dead to me. Like, nothing. You have to be kind and romantic. Like, yeah.
Oh, and you said something about the mothers too. Like, you said you can't be too obsessed with their mom. Is that what you said?
Yeah, shit's weird.
Okay, so it's like you gotta be in the middle for me. You can't be obsessed with your mom to the point where like, if we go through shit, you're running to your mama, or you're like always reciting everything. Say, oh, my mama said, oh, my mama said, like, no, Bobby Boucher. We're not even gonna do that. But you can't be like so distant and disrespectful to your mom. Excuse me. I feel like the men that are like that, like, if you treat your mom shitty, you're going to treat
everybody else shitty.
Significant other shitty. Yeah. So you definitely have to be in the middle. And if you're obsessed with your fucking mom 9 times out of 10, you're going to be looking for me to play that role of your mother. And
I definitely,
like, I'm not doing that. So yeah, you have to be like in the middle. But that's pretty much it for me. Oh, and finances. Like, you have to have some type of income. I don't even know how we both missed that.
Right?
Out of all the sisters on the podcast, like, me and you did not really.
That's a fact.
It don't have to be like you have to make a buku amount of money, but you definitely have to have your own coin. To like, if I need you, like, you're definitely going to be there for me, and vice versa. So, yeah.
Exactly. Especially because I have my own money. I expect you to have yours as well.
Exactly. So, yeah, pretty much sums it up. Those are the deal breakers for just the two of us. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in, listening to Sipping with Sisters. I want you guys to go follow us on Instagram at Sipping with Sisters. You can also email us at sippingwithsisters@gmail.com for the advice segment. And we're out. Peace.